the only podcast that is constantly affected by anxiety, depression, and mental disorders. I am your host, the podcast Addy, and with me as always is my sexy, beautiful co-host.
Hey, it's the Panda Man, Eric, and I second all that anxiety, depression, and all that.
Well, like I said, So it started off as like a weird day. Like I woke up, kind of just rolled from the floor, because for some reason I can't sleep in the same bed as my wife because she is pregnant. So she tosses and turns the entire night, and
that makes sense.
And every time she moves, it wakes me up. So I was grabbed my bag, grabbed my charger, and I was like, "Fuck it, I'm going downstairs, lay on the floor." And at about 8 o'clock, because I wasn't going to wake up till 10, but I woke up at 8 for some reason. Woke up, and I just felt like my brain just having like a complete
breakdown.
I don't know what it's trying to do.
Big old jumble mess. What the fuck?
What the hell was that?
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Thud.
Something might be laundry.
Probably. Or, you know, just people running upstairs.
Child running upstairs.
Yeah.
I was about to say, nobody's hurt because she hasn't
yelled or anything.
She hasn't yelled for me yet, so obviously nobody is hurt. And that's majorly what we want to make sure doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, depending on who you are, some people find humor and pain.
I was about to say, we're going to talk about pleasure and pain. Boy, that's right up my
alley. Oh.
That is right up my alley. Now, of course, this will be on the YouTubes, but you won't see any videos because along with everything fucking up, the video camera won't work for us either. Which,
yeah.
I think it's because this is draining most of the, like, it. I looked at the devices and it said that it wasn't set up correctly.
Yours isn't?
Yeah, mine isn't.
Okay.
So it might be like trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
I think you need to install, because that's the Razer one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you need to install the Razer shit to get set it up properly, which is a whole nother program.
Of course I do.
It's not too bad. The Razer thing, the Razer application is actually really easy to use.
Okay.
I used it for my keyboard when I had my Razer keyboard, and it was really fucking simple.
I've been seeing a meme floating around about if you imagine going on a date with a guy, it goes great, you go to his house and find out he has a Razer.
Two monitors and a light-up keyboard.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking like,
oh, that's me.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm like, there's girls that would just fucking waterfall at the thought of that.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of e-girls on TikTok that have, you know, four monitors and two light-up keyboards, and I'm like, marry me.
Just kidding. We're both in very committed, serious relationships.
Indeed. But, no, like, seriously, like, if I was single and I met those people, I'd be like,
I could not date an e-girl. I couldn't date in this generation we're in right now. I could not date.
I could not be
with somebody in this generation because I'm too
picky.
Picky, and also I would, you know, have two kids,
mm-hmm.
two baby mamas, and at that point it's like, look, I got to deal with two women. So if you're coming into my life causing me stress, there's the door. Don't let it hit you where the good Lord split you.
That's fair. I mean, yeah, you know, most of these e-girls are proud of their mental instability and their depression and all this other shit, and they promote it.
I can't stand that.
Yeah.
I hate the romanticization.
There you go.
Of mental disabilities. Or not, mental illnesses.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Even disabilities. Because, you know, fucking, what was it? John Green, I think it was? Who wrote the fucking The Fault in Our Stars books?
And all shit like that. I just watched the movie. I didn't read the books.
Well, I read some of the books that he wrote, and oh my fucking God. My ex was obsessed with all that shit, and I was like, this is fucking dumb.
This is it's terrible.
This is like worse than Twilight, which is hard to do.
I had an argument with Twitter over who was better, Team Edward or Team Jacob. Team Jacob, my dude.
Yeah, always.
Team Jacob.
But
and the guy I was arguing with, he's like, why Team Jacob? I said, I'm sorry. I'm not afraid of somebody who lights up like Michael Jackson's glove. That's something I'm not exactly afraid of. God, I didn't realize, like, looking at this logo, I didn't realize how long she made my thumbnail look, and I don't know if that's because I didn't trim it when I sent her the stock photo that I wanted her to use. But good goddamn.
A big ol' thumbnail.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that long. Oof. So these next couple months is going to be, I mean, it's great for video, it's great for the gaming community. It's awesome.
Segway.
But my wallet is having a mental breakdown because it's like, bro, we got to figure out like what game you want to spend money on, because we're not going to be able to buy all these.
I'm probably, unfortunately, skipping on Doom Eternal.
That makes sense.
I've never really played a Doom. I played Doom, like the original Doom, on a PC back in like 2001,
yeah,
ish.
Well, that's the point I'm going for. Is like, if you know, I like first person shooters.
Yeah.
I like to just throw some heavy metal on, throw a podcast on, and just go around shooting shit,
yeah,
killing demons and all that. That is my alley right there.
But I know Tiff wants to get Animal Crossing. She said that we were already getting it.
Oh, she put her foot down.
Oh, like, yeah, she's like, we're getting Animal Crossing. And I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, like, all right,
you know,
bro.
I played Animal Crossing New Leaf when it came out on the 3DS. I enjoyed it. It wasn't bad, but I stopped playing it after a month because I got bored.
I never got the lure of Animal Crossing.
It's just like, have you ever played Harvest Moon? I think you had.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's just like a really chill game to sit down and just relax. Like,
okay, it's a time passer game. It's a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Stardew Valley esque, basically. You ever play Stardew Valley?
No.
That one is a real pain.
Eric, I didn't have a lot of video games growing up.
Stardew Valley is a new game. Well, it's actually been out for like 5 or 10 years now. This is an anniversary of it, and he's still, the guy who made it is still putting out content for it.
Oh no shit! So
yeah.
So he keeps it updated.
Oh yeah. And he keeps putting shit out for it. And he's like, also working on 2 brand new games that are set in the universe of Stardew Valley, but aren't Stardew Valley.
I like when developers do that.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to TVs or video games or something like that, I always love when they add to the universe and don't make a completely new one. Because it's like, I got so invested into this universe.
Yeah.
Like, I've put so much time and effort and money into this universe. Now it's just like, yo, bro.
There's a whole new thing.
Yeah, here's a new one. And I'm like...
But at the same time, there are some things that I'm like, thank God this thing's done and we're going to a new thing. Because
Like
Halo.
Halo's always been in the same universe.
I guess that's not what I mean. Like, when developers make new IPs, I'm tired of rehashes, I guess.
Yes. Okay,
like,
I agree with you on that one.
Like, granted, it is a risk to make a whole new IP, because if it flops, that series is fucking done.
And then, unfortunately, that's going to be tied to, like, hey, we made this great game, but also
you guys made these 4 other bad games.
You guys made this piece of shit also.
Yeah.
So, you know, you may have that great game under your belt, but you're also going to have that piece of shit in your catalog, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, I get it. Like, you want to venture out and make new games. You want to make new worlds and explore new ideas. But in the same breath, it's like, don't stray too far from the blueprint you're used to, you know?
And if you do make a new IP and, like, you make a whole new system, make sure it works and it's not broken.
Yeah, but I mean, first game bugs are always going to happen. You know,
okay, but when you have a developer that makes, you know, like, the Sonic games, and they're consistently bad and broken to where the games are physically unplayable, there's something you need to fix and do different. Not just...
What was it, Sonic 06 that had...
Sonic 06 where the infinite jump.
Yeah, had like the terrible amount of bugs, which, great segue, by the way, Eric, because I want to talk about the Sonic movie.
Okay, you can just talk about that and I'll plug my ears.
Well, I'm not... I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about like how good it did.
Yeah, it's done pretty fucking well from what I've seen.
Well, I think it blew out Birds of Prey.
I think it did that. It beat out every single video game movie ever made. Including Detective Pikachu. Did phenomenal.
Wait, it blew out Detective Pikachu?
Yeah. It did better
than
Detective Pikachu.
Holy shit, I didn't know it did better than Detective Pikachu.
Yep, I've seen that one.
But that's what cracks me up is like, we get a terrible Sonic game year after year after year after year, and then we get a Sonic movie and it does fucking phenomenal. Like, okay, obviously the people who did the Sonic movie need to step up and be like, all right, we're gonna help you guys here, we're gonna give you a story,
The thing is, well, I guess.
Well, it's also not story, but it's also not story, but gameplay. Like you were saying, like gameplay command.
Mechanics. You're good. You're good. You're good.
Like I said, sorry if I seem a little jumbled today. It's just been one of the. It's one of them days where my brain's just running at 5,000 miles an hour. Mechanics. Jesus Christ.
Trying to figure out here it is.
Like I get first aid bugs. I get, you know, you're not going to catch every single little bug, and that's why you have betas and alphas to, you know, sort of test out the bugs and get them all worked out. But if your game is kind of like broken the entire thing, you know, like you can't get to certain levels, can't get certain weapons, do certain things, and then you come with a patch and it's still fucking broken.
Yeah.
Then you need to back up, look at it, and be like, where did we fuck up with this?
But at the same time, like, it's hard to do that when, you know, everyone's playing the game. And
you get mixed reviews all the time, so you don't know who to believe. And then you get trolls on, like, Reddit or Twitter that are, you know, that just don't like the game in general. It's a bad game. They just like to shit on it because of the series, like Fallout 76.
Like, I know games nowadays, you know, can, like, you know, push out live updates and all that shit. But Sonic 06, there was no way to fix that.
No, that one was just...
There was no way at the time to possibly fix that.
It was just bad.
It was just, here's what you get, deal with it, we can't update it, because it was physically impossible.
Yeah, I did beat that game, though.
I have never played it.
No, I played it all the way through, man. I was like, no. If I start, that's my problem. I think that's why I don't buy as many video games as I used to, is because when I start a game, I want to 100% that motherfucker. Like Spyro.
Yeah.
I played that on the PS1 back in the day. So first Spyro was released in 1999, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I didn't play that till about 2003, 2004. And of course, you know, I was only like 1999, 3, so I was only like 7. So I wasn't as hard boiled to beat it. But then, you know, I get in my teenage years, and I'm like, I got 100% everything.
Right.
I gotta finish this. It's the completionist in me.
Have you ever watched The Completionist on YouTube?
Oh, the YouTube channel?
Yeah.
I love his shit. Oh, I'm an Ant Dude.
I never watched Ant Dude, but I watched Completionist.
He's done a couple collab videos with Ant Dude.
Oh, okay.
The ones I watch the most when it comes to video game reviewers, like ones I'll watch religiously, like there's some that'll pass through my pass through my recommendeds that I'll, you know, I'll watch.
Yeah.
Like Sassy Season?
I don't know.
He kind of does like very straightforward talking, not a lot of inflection in his voice, but the way he hits his jokes, like the timing, great. But the ones I'll watch religiously are like Ant Dude, Cat Icarus, The Completionist. And I think those are the only ones like I'll watch religiously if I see it pop up on my phone. The rest of them will be like, you know what? They put something out.
I watched The Completionist when he did Sword and Shield, Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my god, just listening to him go through like what all he had to do and all the shit he had to make. And he's just like, this was not fucking worth it.
Girl, you are like smacking me with the segues today. You were doing a perfect, I will give you credit, you were doing a perfect job of setting me up for segues. All
right.
And I appreciate, that's what
not
I
even trying.
That's what I appreciate about you. Well, what was it? What's today, Sunday?
Yep.
So yesterday morning, I woke up, I think like 30 minutes before Katie did, and I forgot that the Pokemon, the first Pokemon movie.
Oh, yeah.
That the CG.
Yeah.
Redesign came
out. Pokemon Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution.
When literally the first movie was just called Pokemon.
Mewtwo Strikes Back.
No, it was...
Yes, no, it was called Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Oh, was it Mewtwo Strikes Back? Oh, I thought it was Pokemon, the first movie.
It was Pokemon, the first movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Oh, so it was like in asterisks or like parentheses.
Nah, parentheses. It was just like not centered.
Not in the main.
Yeah.
Not like big bold like the rest of it. Okay. I liked it. Because it was scene for scene, you know, exactly scene for fucking scene.
I've watched the first 30 minutes of it so far.
It's ugly. It's ugly. It's ugly.
because I try to get to the scene. I watched like the whole Mewtwo introduction, Mewtwo blowing shit up and helping out Giovanni, then going back to the fucking island. Then I watched the first Pokemon battle that Ash had on in the movie against that guy with the Dawn Fan and all that shit. And I was watching it at work because my machine was down at the time. I was literally just standing there. I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn on Pokemon because we're down for an hour and a half.
Hashtag factory problems.
Hashtag factory problems. And I was literally like, you know what? I'm going to sit down and watch Pokemon. So I started watching it at work because I was bored out of my fucking mind. And I was trying to get to the scene where they got the hologram message from the Nurse Joy.
Yeah. So it'd be after the battle.
It'd be right after the battle. I got to the midway of the battle and I was like, okay, my machine's back up. I got to start working again. But I was trying to get to that scene so I can screenshot it. Because in that scene, I hate to say this, but in that scene, Ash, Misty, and Brock all look autistic as fuck.
Yeah, they all look kind of
cross-eyed and...
Yeah, Katie brought this up when we were, and mind you, Katie's not a Pokemon fan at all.
Right,
she wasn't one of those people that like watched it religiously.
Hey,
fam, we watch Pokemon around these fucking places, but she looked at it and she's like, "Why does Mew look like a mouse with Down syndrome?"
Fuck, you're not wrong.
And I was like, "What are you talking? What do you mean?" And I see it. I was like, "Oh, I see it." Yeah, I get what you're saying now.
Oh,
that looks. It just looked bad. Like, I get one of Brock's characteristics is supposed to be like creepy, flirty, all this.
When that animation,
when it was hand drawn, it was fine. It was totally okay.
It looked better. In the 3D CGI, it's weird.
It looks creepy. It looks like troll faces in 3D animation.
Like it's easier to do the whole like Brock's eyes are closed in the 2D. In the 3D, it just looks awkward.
How does he see? I've always wondered that.
It just looks awkward in the 3D.
They look like eyebrows.
Yeah.
They look like eyebrows and they just forgot to put the eyes in.
And it's just like, and
there was a point where I was able to whack it. To Jesse, there was a point where I could do that with no confliction, and now I do it. I'm just like, you look kind of fucking weird, man.
See, but also you think about it. At the time when we, you know, whacked it to Jesse, we were, you know, 15, 16, and she was also 15, 16. Now she's still 15, 16, and we're 24, 25, 26.
Yeah, we
it's
can't,
a little awkward.
Yeah, we can't exactly do that without, you know.
Yeah, FBI agents knocking our doors down.
I'm not.
Rape!
Yeah, I'm not denying that one. I just think they need to stop doing, like, the CG remakes.
Yeah. Because
anime and CG just...
It rarely works out.
The only time I've ever watched it where it works out, like, perfectly was the Dragon Ball Z Broly movie.
Because I haven't the new one?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. I've been meaning to.
Well, they had, like, they did, they had the animation the way it was drawn. They had the fight scenes perfect, and they added like CGI, like little CGI moments here and there during the fight scene. So it wasn't like overbearing CGI.
Was it still 2D?
Yeah, it was still 2D, but the moments where they had about, you know, Goku and Vegeta fighting Broly, they had that in CGI.
Okay, I have to watch it to see how you mean.
There's a guy that I watch. It's a guy who basically just does, like, anime reviews and mostly Dragon Ball Z. He mostly goes through Dragon Ball Z content. And I wish I could remember what his name was right now, but he goes through how they use CGI perfectly in that movie.
Okay.
And it, like, if you don't pay attention close enough, it really won't faze you. Like, you're just watching it casually, kind of just, you know, like, inviting a friend over, and you're like, hey, we're going to watch a Dragon Ball Z movie. Like, okay, yeah. You won't notice it, but if you're one of those people that focuses on animation and CGI and all that, you notice
it's
it.
It's apparent.
It's apparent, but it's not overbearing.
It's not, okay.
Not overbearing, and that's what I think a lot of, when it comes to anime, they overuse the CGI. Especially, do you know what Berserk is, the manga?
I actually own the first three issues of the Berserk manga. I have not read them yet. Because they were given to me.
Berserk is one of those, like, you gotta have a liking for violence.
Okay.
Berserk is one of those, like, you have to like horror movies, you have to like violence to kind of really, really get to it. Because if you're into that cute, off-the-wall anime that has little jokes, taint for you, my dude.
Gotcha.
It taint for you.
I don't mind either way.
I
like my QT on occasion, but, you know, I don't mind.
It depends on the day. It really does, because there's some days where I'm like, I want to read, a cute anime that, really doesn't have much.
Oh, a nice little slice of life.
Yeah, it doesn't have, like, dark undertones and deep character development, but there's some days where I'm like, I just want to see somebody get
fucking murdered.
Fucked up. Like Parasite.
I haven't done anything with that yet.
Parasite is a...
Is the new movie based off that? No? It's not? Okay. I keep seeing people say, Parasite was so great, and I'm like, is that based off the fucking anime and manga?
Yeah,
no,
that has nothing. A single goddamn thing to do with it.
Gotcha.
Because the following week on the Short Bus Riders, I was talking with Jesse about the Grammys.
Sorry.
Little plug there, not the Grammys, but
I know what you mean. Is the Oscars?
Yes, Oscars. Thank you. We were talking about the Oscars, and I was like, I didn't understand why everybody was talking about Parasite, because I'm like, this has been out for a long ass time. Why are we just talking about it? And Jesse's like, no, that's not the Parasite they're talking about.
They're not talking about a live action adaptation of an anime/manga. And I did not know this, because I was confused as well, because I thought it was an American live action adaptation of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch the Oscars. I'm not one of those people that really...
I hate when the Oscars or anything like that comes around. It's...
Because then what... Jesus, fuck!
I think your kid's like slamming shit.
Well, it's probably not slamming shit, but he's probably has his toys out.
Oh, that's fair.
So, and it just sounds loud as... Yeah, it just sounds loud as shit down here.
We are like right under him, I guess.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're right under the living room.
Fair.
I just know after they're done, a celebrity's going to make a stupid-ass speech, make a far-out statement that's going to push a political view. I'm just like...
Every time.
Accept your award, shut up, and get off the stage.
Accept your award, thank who you want to thank, get off stage.
Like Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
He talked about cow titty milk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, bro, just take your award, get off the stage. You earned it. Definitely earned it with the performance in Joker. Like,
oh, yeah.
No doubt he deserved.
I really enjoyed that movie.
Oh, that's right. You finally watched it.
Yeah, I think we talked about it briefly one time.
Well, since it's just me and you now, let's dive into it a little bit.
Okay.
Because I didn't plan on... Well, I mean, we're only...
20 minutes in, but...
I don't know. I can't see without my glasses.
Recording 2309, 010.
Okay.
010?
Oh, 24. Yeah. Like,
boy,
I said, man, it's one of them Sundays.
Okay. My whole week's been like this. I can't fucking talk. I was driving to work, and there was a car in a ditch, right? And the person I drive to work, actually, you know him, Christian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He works with me now, by the way.
Oh, no shit.
He's a lot cool now. Anyways, we were driving to work, and there was a car in a ditch, and I was like, man, that sucks for them. He goes, oh, they can get out. And I'm like, no, that deep's pretty ditch.
It took me a second.
Yeah.
That
deep's really ditch. And I was like, son of a bitch. And it's just been like that all week. I've just been mixing up words. I'll put one word in one part, and that one word's supposed to be over here, and it's just all mixed up, and it's just...
Yeah, that's kind of how my week's been going. I've been trying to... I've been trying to talk, and it just hasn't came out right.
And then you gotta
stop. The problem with me is I don't flip my words. I flip the letters in the word.
Okay.
So it just sounds, like, to me it makes sense, but to other people it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I pulled some Gandhi shit yesterday. I don't know how. I think we were talking about a particular person that I'm not exactly going to mention on here, but we were talking about how they say they always feel alone, and I was like, well, if you burn your bridges, then you kind of got to expect to be on the island you built.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I was like, I have no idea where that came from.
That's really good.
Yeah, and I don't know where that came from. I think it was just because of who I was talking about.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was just about who I was talking about, and that's just a sore subject.
Gotcha.
Oh, gotta love when I have my little... I do have moments of intelligence, I promise. My brain does work. My brain works 90% of the time. But
then the microphones come on, and it just goes... Bang.
Yeah, when the microphones come on, it's like... You gotta make sure you say this correctly. 5 minutes later, potato.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in my anus.
I seen that meme. I was on the shitter and I seen that. I laughed so hard. I realized my favorite thing to do is to Snapchat people while I'm on the shitter. Why?
You haven't done it to me in a while.
I haven't because I haven't been on Snapchat recently.
That's fair.
Because I just don't. Really like to be on Snapchat that much.
Yeah.
Because most of the time I'm either sleeping or I'm at work.
Yeah. That's
and
fair.
The time I'm home, I'm focused on something else and I don't have time to exactly. I don't want to sit on my phone.
Yeah.
I hate sitting on my phone. I don't know how people can constantly do that.
There are some days where I'm just on my phone a lot, but I try to. Since I got my computer, I've been trying to be on that more often.
Yeah.
So I'll be like watching YouTube on my phone, be like, wait, turning on my computer, turning on YouTube. Fuck this.
Yeah, that's. I mean, usually when I'm on my computer, I'm editing shit or I'm trying to do something that requires me to have focus.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm doing that, I'll have like maybe a commentary video or a video game review or like a deep dive. I've been really getting into like Reddit, like internet history sort of things or
yeah. Internet Explorer. Error 404.
Yeah.
Page not found.
It taking a story and reviewing it and giving their personal opinions, like going through a Reddit story or a Reddit thread and just reading through it, not with the computer animated voice, not those types of videos, but
yeah.
An actual voice.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy I watched called Nexpo did a video on a guy called Dad. Now, his... channel the name's not something something dad or dad da 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 da.
It's
just
dad.
Dad.
Which actually has 112,000 followers.
I love those videos.
I've watched a tiny bit of the first one. I haven't been able to fully sit down and watch it yet.
It has a story.
Plus, like I was trying to watch it while Tiff was trying to watch it on the TV and I was like, trying to watch this video, but I can't hear it.
Yeah. It's one of those
I love her.
It's one of those videos you have to sit and pay attention to it.
Yeah, because that's what I felt like.
Yeah, there's small, subtle hints throughout the video that will carry into other parts of other videos. I don't know what it was, but watching that, like, calmed me right the fuck down. I don't
it
know
did
if
have
it was
a very,
because...
like, nice, soft music in the background of it when I was watching it.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was because of the ambiance, if it was because of the way that he was talking, but just listening to that, like, just... settled me right down.
Maybe that'd be your go-to thing to calm down.
I think I just need to try and find. I love ARGs. You know what ARGs are?
No.
Alternate reality games.
Oh yeah, duh. I would have said alternate reality games instead of, you know, ARG. I've been interested then.
Like I want to watch. I like those kind of videos because I like seeing a story build.
Yeah.
I've always. This is gonna be weird. I'm gonna throw this little thing in there. Like even when I watch porn. I like a story.
I always do.
Yeah, I like a story with porn. I don't get it. I'm a story person. I love stories. That's why I think I'm a huge fan of when it comes to media, when it comes to video games, comics, movies. If the story's shit, will instantly lose my attention.
I was about to say that if you know the porn story is shit, like, oh, I'm a delivery driver and you just pulled me into your house and now you're sucking my dick.
Off.
Wow, what a story. No, fuck that shit.
Well, I mean, I don't need a brain scratcher for porn, but
well,
give
no.
me something. Give me a build up.
Yeah.
Why does she want to top off these two guys in a pizzeria? Like, I need a little bit of backstory with this. But it's always been I love stories. I love alternate universes. I love anything.
You love lore.
Yes.
You're a lore whore.
Yes, I am a lore fanatic, and I think that's why I like deep dive videos. See, or internet historian channels.
Then I fully understand you not getting into like Critical Role and shit, because there's so much lore.
Yeah, and that's
Kingdom Hearts and, you know, all that good shit.
Talk about the lore of Kingdom Hearts. I tried watching the entire Kingdom Hearts story in 15 minutes, and I was like,
it's impossible.
Yeah,
they tried. Videos,
I'll give them that. They tried.
They try, but they don't clear
there's
up shit.
There's too much, because there's like, okay, well, how does this person have any effect with this person? How is this working with this person? And I'm just, at one point, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I can do it. I love the games. I love the, you know, aesthetic.
Shit, TFS did a fucking hour-long podcast and still didn't hit everything.
TFS isn't making Abridged no more.
Rip TFS Abridged.
I know, I get why.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for so long.
11 years.
Yeah, they've been doing
Can
it
you
for
believe
so long.
That? We've been watching them since fucking when?
Okay, I was 13, so I would have been...
That was 10 years ago, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. 2010.
They started in 2009 then. Because we started a bit late, didn't we?
Yeah. I think
we were at the very beginning.
We were at the very beginning of the Namek stage.
Yeah.
Of the Namek, the Namekian
side.
Yeah. Because that's what we always used.
Always
was,
quoted.
Was Super Kami Guru or Nail or Frieza, you know? So we got there. Yeah. So we would have got there about 2011.
Yeah.
Because you were still in school.
2010. More likely, because I graduated 2011.
Yeah, so you were in... I think it was the last year you were... I think it was when you were a senior.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because you're 4 years older than I am.
Yeah.
So when you were a senior, I was a freshman.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I graduated in 14.
Yeah, I graduated 2011. So only 3 years, but still.
Yeah, so I would... You know, I was a freshman when you were a senior.
I guess it was my senior year.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Can you believe next year's my 10-year anniversary? My 10 years of being out of school?
Are they doing a...
I don't know. I haven't heard word yet. No.
I
but
think
then
when
again,
it comes around to that, I'm not going to do it. I don't think
I'm going to.
I don't give a fuck what y'all are up to.
I see it all over Facebook anyways. So I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's like I have half y'all on Twitter. I have y'all on Facebook. I don't want to see half of you.
Yeah.
I don't care. Most of the people that I did hang out with in high school... I still communicate with. So at that point, it's like, why do I want to see people I don't give a shit to pay to go see people I don't like?
Right. And I haven't talked to most people I've graduated with. Most people I graduated with didn't like me to begin with. Hey, shout out to you guys.
Fuck all y'all.
Yeah. But, you know, and I have most everybody on that I care about on Facebook and everything. And I just, like, there's some people on Facebook that I was like, I went to school with you, but I really just don't care. I don't give a fuck if you hear this.
Fuck them. I don't know. But you know me. I was a person where I really didn't have any issues with anybody.
Yeah.
Because you got an issue with me, dude. That's your
problem.
Yeah, that's your problem. Fucking ain't mine. But there's people where I would just go and sit anywhere. I didn't exactly have a certain clique that I hung out with, a certain people I associated with. I mean,
it was mostly us.
Yeah, I mostly sat with you guys, but, you know, I didn't.
Yeah, you went. You had...
Yeah, I really didn't get... I'm not a person where I want to be associated with a certain group of people.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to be associated, I'm going to be associated as... Well, I mean, these people know them, these people know them, these people know them, and it's... As long as y'all motherfuckers know me. I don't need to know all y'all, but y'all need to know me.
Fair.
I just don't understand the whole... Like, her class reunion was, I think... Ugh. I think her class reunion was last year. And she asked me if I wanted to go. I was like, I don't feel like paying money to see people I don't know.
Yeah.
I hate paying money.
It's stupid they have to pay money to fucking go to these things.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
why,
fuck
why?
Yeah. I don't care. If you guys
want to set it up at a certain place where it costs you more money, then go for it. But I'm not fucking paying money to go to this shit.
Yeah. Oh, you're telling me I could pay to get drunk and to see all the people I don't like?
Oh, I mean, I can... I'm going to pay $50 to get drunk at this place that doesn't have an open bar, probably.
Where you have to pay extra money for a bar.
Or I can just go to the liquor store, pay $50 for a big old bottle, and get drunk for 3 days.
Yeah, and have people over that I actually enjoy.
Yeah, I actually care about. Huh.
Shit in one hand, that in the other. See which one fills up faster.
For real.
That is a hair tie next to the chair. Can you throw that to me? Because my hair is getting in my face.
There you go.
Getting in my face and is bothering me.
I don't want to hear it.
Longest I've had my hair in...
Yeah, a while.
I don't think I've ever had my hair this long since I've known you.
I'm trying to think, and I don't think you have.
I've never had my hair this long, because I always get to the point where it bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to that point, but I don't want to. I don't want to cut it because my.
Here I am. My hair is going past my fucking chin.
Yeah, mine's no that long. I might get it that long if I don't feel the need to cut it. But as you can tell, I don't have
the facial hair,
the beard.
Yeah.
Because
well, you have the facial hair, just not the beard like you had before.
Yeah, I don't have the homeless man beard.
Yeah, I've seen that post, and you're like, I regret this.
I regret it in a sense that my face is fucking cold because we live in a state where one day it's 40, the next day it's -5.
I just shaved this morning because I was tired of all my scraggly shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
I walked outside, and I'm like, oh, it's 45, but it's still cold on my face.
Yeah, like it doesn't bother you until you step outside and it's cold and you're like, I instantly regret this decision.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since I work third shift.
Oh, it's even worse.
So it's, you know, I come in when it's cold. Yeah. I leave
when it's still cold.
And I sleep when it's nice.
Yeah.
So I need as much hair as I can, but then I know when summer comes along.
Oh, summer's a bitch.
That's going to be a bitch.
Summer, you dumb bitch.
So, you know, if it came to weather, I think fall or spring, too.
Yep.
Because it's not too hot, not too cold.
You can wear shorts or pants. You can wear a t-shirt or a sweater.
Unless you're Dakota, who's constantly wears shorts and freezing ass fuck. I've seen him wear pants. Like actual jeans, but 90% of the time, I see him in shorts.
Yeah, most of the time I've seen him is in shorts. Except for the past two times I've seen him, he's actually been in jeans.
Yeah, because I think one of the last...
Last two times I've seen him was when he was here. One was the Halloween party.
I have the meeting house.
One was the Halloween party. The other one was just raking leaves. The podcast that we raked leaves. It was my first show, actually.
Oh, yeah, that was the first show.
That terrible-sounding show.
Oh, God, I am so glad I got different microphones. and I was talking to Jesse about this, you know, I seen something on Twitter that said, when you listen to your first, what's your favorite episode that you've done? And when I sat down and thought about it, it would have been the first episode of the Short Bus Riders. Because it's not the fact that, you know, I like one show more than the other, but it's looking at the setup I have now.
Yeah.
Compared to the setup I had when I first started.
Oh, you mean in your closet with the snowball?
In my closet with a snowball on a laptop.
Yeah.
With nothing else but Audacity and my wife's laptop. And now, I may be in a basement. That's no big deal that I'm in a basement because a lot more room and I'm not dicks and assholes with my co-host. Thank God, because that was terrible. But, you know, I look at it, I have a computer, I have two full functioning microphones that don't catch up anything beyond my voice. After I figured out how to do it.
Yeah, because, you know, the fucking heater's going on now. You can't hear that shit, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I mean, you might be able to, but it's not going to be, you know, like...
Ear rape.
Yeah, so that's why I think I'm so okay with... I'm probably going to sell that other microphone. Like, you can keep one of them.
Okay.
But the other Blue Yeti, I'm going to sell it.
Okay. Because
I'm not going to use it.
That's... You know, I think we're going to use it for a third?
No, I don't want to try.
That's fair.
I don't want to try.
That's fair.
Because I already got this figured out. So if I do get a third mic, it'll probably be another one of these.
That's fair.
Because these are easy to set up. These are a lot less focused more on streaming. It's more of a talking. It's more of... How do I want to put this? It's more of a... it's more of catching your voice.
Yeah.
Not catching everything around you.
Ooh.
Which is one thing I don't like about the Blue Yetis is because when I type, you can just hear...
Yeah. So really, I probably should invest into one of these, not a Blue Yeti. I probably shouldn't take the Blue Yeti because...
Well, you take the Blue Yeti for now.
Yeah.
Take it for now.
Well, I know that when when I do plan on streaming my own shit and everything.
Yeah.
Tiff, I have my setup out in the living room right next to the TV.
Yeah, you're gonna need one of these if you're gonna be out in the living room. I thought it was in that back room that you were gonna do.
I wish it was, but with the way I have it all set up, there was no way to do it, for one. For two, that room is full of shit that I need to clear out.
Oh, okay.
And for three, I'd have to run a fucking wire all the way through my apartment to get to the fucking modem, because the Ethernet ports out in the other rooms don't work because the company only turned on the one. And I was like, oh, that's lovely.
That's nice. I'll trade you.
That's,
I'll trade you. You can play Find the Outlet in my house.
No, I'm good.
That's a fun game I've played for the last half year, is Find the Outlet.
I'm good.
God, I can't believe I've been in this house for almost a year.
Has it really been almost a year?
It has been almost a year, because we got to think, we moved in August.
Okay.
We moved in August, so September, October, November, December, January. Yeah, it's a half a year.
Damn.
Well, is it?
It's technically now March.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, March.
Hey. I see what you did there, and I appreciate you for it. I really, really appreciate you for that one.
Thank you.
I love how bad The Room is. That is one of my top 10 movies.
Really?
Not because... Oh, the acting. The acting's great. I didn't hit her. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, what's the movie? Well, can you continue on? I'll think of it.
Is it the one with... one of the Franco brothers?
No.
I was about to say, I like the one he did, where he kind of did like a documentary of how The Room happened.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty cool that he took like how The Room was made. He took how The Room was made and sort of put like his own spin on it, and I thought that was funny as fuck, because they were at an award ceremony accepting an award. Tommy Wiseau went up to go say something on the mic, and you just see James Franco like come out, like come and grab him, like don't say anything, you stupid motherfucker. Because there's just every time where that dude just says some stupid shit, and you're like, bro, go away, please don't talk, for the love of God, please don't talk.
The Happening. Have you seen The Happening with Mark Wahlberg?
Happening. I don't think I have. I've never heard that movie.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Like, so bad that you can watch it, or so bad where it's like, this makes me cringe to a new level?
It makes me cringe. His acting in it is terrible.
Which is weird, because Mark Wahlberg is a good actor.
He's a good actor, but this one, like, okay. There's a scene that you have to look up.
Uh-huh.
It's on YouTube, it's all over the place, where in the scene, like, he was talking to this old lady, and she's like, you're not trying to kill me, are you? He goes, no, not at all. But he's being dead serious. He's not actually planning on killing her, but the way he acted, it was just like, what the fuck is this acting?
The way he kind of said it was just like, bro, what?
What the fuck?
What are you doing?
And it's just, it's a very bad movie. It's very poorly written, in my opinion.
Oh.
The trees are trying to kill everybody.
Okay, no, I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're... Just like The Fog.
Ugh.
I didn't like The Fog. I tried watching it a couple times, and if I watch a movie, I can't enjoy it sober. Okay, you know, that's just me being a pessimistic asshole when it comes to movies.
Yeah.
If I can't watch it stoned, you got an issue. If I can't watch it drunk, if I cannot watch that movie and enjoy it in an altered state of mind or a normal state of mind, I'm not going to enjoy it.
You need to watch The Velocipastor.
I've seen a trailer for that, and I wanted to watch it, and I'll probably end up watching it.
On Tubi TV. Tubi TV is a free app you can download. It has a bunch of free movies, like B-movies and shit like that, and it's on there for free.
So is it an app that has like B-rated movies?
Yes.
Yes!
Bunch of B-rated movies that I plan on watching eventually. Because I downloaded...
That sounds like my kind of app, because you know I love B-rated horror movies.
Oh, yeah. I downloaded it forever ago, and I was like, you know what? I'm curious if Velocipastor is on there. Searched it, and it is. And I was like, oh, I need to watch this. And I watched it with my friend, Zach. And boy, let me tell you, it was the fucking best thing I've ever watched.
Is it what? Is it like one of those, it's so bad, it's good?
It's intentionally bad.
Oh, so like Sharknado.
Worse.
Worse than Shark. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's definitely.
It looks, it reminds me of like a college, what's the word I'm looking for?
College film project.
College film project that was made to be bad. If that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to watch it.
It's
now.
Very satire.
Oh, okay. So kind of like taking the piss out of horror movies?
Basically.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. I love B-rated horror movies, so that just sounds like it's right up my alley.
It's so great.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. Evil Dead is one of my favorite horror movies ever.
Fair. Oh, Evil Dead 2.
Yep, that was a Christmas present, and I was so excited.
Oh, it's falling on you. Right on your head.
I just... Okay. Just where my day is. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how this episode's going. Just kind of pushing forward.
We're trying to get to the hour, and I'm like 15 more minutes.
Yeah, I know. And I hate doing that. I hate looking at a thing and be like, is this almost there? Is this almost there? Because I love doing these shows. I love talking.
But I've got some shit to do later.
Yeah, and just where I'm at right now, it's just like, okay, let's get there, boys.
We want to talk about too much content.
Yes, yes. Let's end the show with the too much content.
Yeah.
I think it is great because no matter where you go, you want to find like a podcast or a YouTube video or something, all you have to do is literally type in what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Boom.
More
right
likely
there.
It's right there.
Yeah.
More often than not. And I agree with that. There is a plethora of content out there. Sifting through it all is the most annoying part of it, though, in my opinion. I love there's so much out there. I'm like, cool, I can find what I want. But I'm trying to find an exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, I'm going to give an example, Magic content, okay?
Yeah.
I play Magic the Gathering. I like looking at shit. There's so many different things about Magic, though, that sifting through all the content, I'm like, okay, I don't care about this. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. I kind of care about that. This is a deck I care about. Let me read these articles. These articles are, you know, fucking forever ass long.
They're about 5 pages each.
Yeah, and I'm like...
And, you know, it's kind of hard to do or find content, especially if you're not looking to be informed, but to be entertained. You have to find content that entertains you.
Yep.
Because entertainment is subjective.
Yeah.
Being entertained is subjective because something that you find entertaining, some other people might not.
Right.
So when you're looking for content through YouTube videos, podcasts,
Twitch.
Oh, God, Twitch is a cesspool of content that if you have to have a certain liking to a certain kind of person to want to scroll through Twitch.
Yeah. And there's so many content creators on Twitch. Like, okay, another example, I play Apex, and I like look watching people play Apex, especially good players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll go to one guy who I always go to. His name is Daltush. He's fucking phenomenal. He's a great player. Plays controller on PC, which is ridiculous, and does really well.
And nothing wrong with that.
He's funny, you know, but his fan base is toxic as fuck.
Oh, God. That's if the fan base is toxic, I probably won't stay around.
I put Chad away and I just watch him. Because, like, he's like, most people are okay. He goes, it's those few fuckers that go out to other channels and talk shit on them for me. He goes, I am not endorsing them. I am not telling them to do this. This is what they're doing on their own, and I fucking hate it. He's gone on Twitter to say this shit. He's like, to everybody that my family has gone on to attack, I apologize. I did not tell them to do that.
Yeah, which I think it's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous to take a content creator and be like, oh, you talk shit about him, so now I'm going to go attack him.
Yeah.
Like, a podcast to listen to, The Kill Stream. We talked about The Kill Stream a couple times because I'm an asshole and I like listening to people argue. That fan base is a bunch of sharks.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those, if the host doesn't like somebody, everybody else will do deep dives into it. They'll find it, and then they'll just have a whole audience and a whole fan base going after them.
Mob mentality.
Huh?
Mob mentality.
Yeah. It's bad. It's bad.
And that's the shit I hate about, you know, most of the content people put out. It's like, hey, I hate this thing. You all should too. And everyone's like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay, now we'll just go terrorize it. It's like, bro,
it's like they're trying to make a living same as you. Like,
it's like, just because I don't like it don't mean you don't gotta like it.
Yeah.
Just don't. It doesn't tickle my fancy. Coddle my balls, man. It just ain't my shit.
People come to Tusha's stream and talk shit about him, and he's like, you know what? You can talk shit all you want. You're giving me views right now. Fuck you.
That's always been my thing, is like, you come to my channel to watch me and talk shit. Cool, bro. Yeah. I always love it whenever I'm on a live stream for, you know, on YouTube or Twitch, and somebody donates money
to say shit.
Talk shit.
Yeah. It's like.
But there is also a chargeback thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you watch Wings of Redemption, any of his streams.
I've heard of him, I have not watched.
There's a lot of hater. There are a lot of troll channels out there
mm-hmm.
that take his streams and, like, cut out the worst parts of his stream.
Oh, of course. It happens to everybody.
It's bad. It's bad with him.
Oh.
Like, there are people that... he's one of those people that, like, you kind of deserve it, and there's sometimes, like, people are just kind of fucking with him, and you kind of feel bad for him.
Like, there's that one time that fucking Pewd said the one thing about the Jews, and then everyone bashed him for it.
Took it completely out of context.
Yeah. It completely bashed him and, like, made him get removed from fucking the YouTube premium shit mm-hmm. that he had going on. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, we're not doing that anymore because you did this one bad thing. He's like, what the fuck?
Or use the gamer word. Remember that? When he used a certain gamer word?
No. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
There we go. I thought that was dumb. It's like, dude, it's out of context.
Yeah.
And if you're playing a game, you're gonna say some stupid shit.
I've said some really fucking stupid shit.
Yeah, that's my point. It's like, you're gonna say dumb shit anyway, so why
yep.
are you gonna ostracize me for it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, which is kind of glad he's on DLive now.
Yeah.
Because DLive is a lot more freeform,
mm-hmm.
lot less constricting on content. But in the same breath, some of those content creators are very... very groiperish.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers are terrifying.
And I've been considering doing the Mixer, the stream there.
Yeah.
Because the fan, like, people there are a lot more welcoming. Like,
That's what I've heard is Mixer.
There's some people that, like, started on Mixer that got hundreds of followers in their first fucking week because people are just so welcoming there.
Which I think that's what I think I need streaming platforms need, is they need more... they need more welcoming people.
Because
they don't need cutthroat.
You need this many viewers to be partnered with us.
Like that.
You need to stream
every
single fucking day.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's why the path to affiliate program on Twitch
is awful.
I don't give a flying rat's ass.
Yeah.
I don't care about getting to affiliate. Like, if I get there, I get there. If I don't, I'm not going to sit and fret over it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I was telling Jesse on the last episode of Short Bus Riders, the reason I keep bringing this up is because you should go to YouTube and watch the archives of both of these shows.
Hey.
They are on youtube.com/C/podcastdaddy. We can catch all the archives for both shows.
Plug.
Which I didn't exactly update yet, which I still have to, but I'll do
it's
that.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll upload everything, and this will actually be the first episode that will be on the... podcast feeds.
Okay.
Because all the other ones, there's too many audio problems for me to wanna even try to fix all those audio problems, like music playing over the sound, double music playing during the intro.
Double voices because we had our dumbasses and had two mics going on each one.
Yeah. And with these ones, I haven't figured out, so I'm going to put it in Audacity and put them on the podcast sites, like Anchor. You can find both of these podcasts on any major podcasting platforms.
Including Stitcher.
I don't use Stitcher. So
you don't use Stitcher?
I used to, but I use CastBox or Spotify. For like the underground ones, I'll use CastBox. For the mainstream ones, I'll use Spotify.
Fair.
Like Drunken Peasants or The Kill Stream or The Dick Show, I'll use Spotify. But for smaller ones that really don't have that much recognition... I'll use CastBox.
Fair.
But we are coming up on an hour.
Yep.
and I am burnt out on talking. As much as I love doing these shows, I love doing them every week. It's just been a day.
it's been a fucking month.
That February has been like a month that
kicking the dick.
It's just testing me mentally. But anyways, I am your podcast Eddie. If you want to follow me, I am podcast Eddie on all major platforms, Instagram, Twitter. That's mostly the two I use because I hate everything else.
Fuck a Facebook.
And I'm trying.
Fuck Zuckerberg. We're all about freedom of speech. Fuck you.
You guys are about freedom of speech. Suck my cock.
Shit posters.
Yeah. Then, of course, like I said, if you want to watch the archives of these, go to youtube.com/C/podcastdaddy. And there should be a video up this week that I want to make. And it, kind of the topic I brought up was, is there too much content?
Yeah. There is a lot of content, but I don't think there's too much. I think it's how much we have is good. Just got to step through it a little bit.
Yeah. All right, that's my social media plugs.
Mine, I am at Twitter at PandaEric. That's PandaEric. Don't ask.
Yeah, that Eric's the hard part.
It is.
That Eric is the hard part to spell. The rest of it's easy. But anyways, thank you for joining us as always. It has been great doing these shows.
Oh, yeah.
It has been amazing. And the response we get from both shows is just phenomenal.
I love it.
I love it too, especially when I'm like high energy and I can come with the anger.
The anger.
But instead I'm like lo-fi chill beats on YouTube.
Which she, by the way, she finished studying.
I've seen that.
How many fucking days it was? 136.
Yeah.
Bro, it was something crazy. It was some crazy shit. Some crazy stats on that. But they started up again.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, the person started it up again. They ended the one, started a new one.
That kind of ruins the streak.
Yeah, it does, but... Anyways, that's all for us, I think.
What's that? Sweet smell. Did you hit the vape?
No.
Oh, well. That's terrifying because...
You having a stroke, bud?
I might be. I couldn't get that lucky. But anyways, thank you for tuning in to Cannibal Wine Tasting. Keep your balls clean. Hopefully next week it won't be as shitty.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Justin Juice Kelly here, host of the Juice in the Morning podcast. You can catch the podcast on all podcast streaming apps every Monday. You can follow us on social media at Juice in the AM, and you can also catch live recordings of the podcast on YouTube. And you can follow me on my personal accounts at Juice85. OR7, and then you can also follow Johnny at JB_JuiceInTheAM.